The Bremen Town Musicians. A certain man had a donkey that had carried the corn sacks to the mill, untiringly for many years. But his strength was going, and he was growing more and more unfit for work. Then his master began to think that the donkey wasn't worth his hay. But the donkey, seeing the harm that might come to him, ran away and started out on the road to Bremen. There, he thought, I can surely be a town musician. When he had walked some distance, he found a hound lying in the road, panting like one who has run till he was tired. "What are you panting for, you big fellow?" asked the donkey. "Ah," replied the hound, "as I am old and grown weaker every day and can hunt no more, my master wanted to kill me, so I ran away. But now how am I to earn my food?" "I'll tell you what," said the donkey. "I am going to Bremen and shall be a town musician there. Come with me and become a musician also." The hound agreed, and they went on. Before long they came to a cat sitting in the road, with a face as sad as 3 rainy days. "Now then, old one, what has gone wrong with you?" asked the donkey. "Who can be merry when his life is in danger?" answered the cat. "I am now getting old. My teeth are worn to stumps. I prefer to sit by the fire and sleep rather than hunt about after mice. So my mistress wanted to drown me. That's why I ran away. But now what am I to do? Where am I to go? Come with us to Bremen. You understand night music, so you can be a town musician." The cat thought it was a good idea and went with them. After this, the three of them came to a farmyard, where a cock was sitting upon the gate, crowing with all his might. "Your crowing chills my bones," said the donkey. "What is the matter?" "I have been predicting fine weather because it is the day on which the housewife washes her child's little shirts and wants to dry them," said the cock. "But guests are coming for Sunday, so the housewife has no pity, and has told the cook that she intends to eat me in the soup tomorrow. And this evening I am to have my head cut off. Now I am crowing loudly while I can." "Ah, cock," said the donkey, "you had better come away with us. We are going to Bremen. You can find something better than death there. You have a good voice, and if we make music together, it must have some quality." The cock agreed to this plan, and all four went on together, but they could not reach the city of Bremen in one day. In the evening they came to a forest where they decided to spend the night. The donkey and the hound lay down under a large tree, while the cat and the cock settled themselves in the branches. But the cock flew right to the top, where he would be the safest of all. Before he went to sleep he looked all around and thought he saw in the distance a little spark of light burning. He called out to his companions that there must be a house not far off, for he saw a light. The donkey said, "If so, we had better get up and go on, for the shelter here is bad." The hound thought that a few bones with some meat on them would do him good, too. So they made their way to the place where the light was, and soon saw it shine brighter and grow larger, until they came to a well-lighted robber's house. The donkey, as he was the biggest, went to the window and looked in. "What do you see, my donkey?" asked the cock. "What do I see?" answered the donkey. "I see a table covered with good things to eat and drink, and robbers sitting at it enjoying themselves." "That would be the sort of thing for us," said the cock. "Yes, yes. Ah, how I wish we were there," said the donkey. Then the animals talked together of how they might drive away the robbers. At last they thought of a plan. The donkey was to place himself with his forefeet upon the window ledge. The hound was to climb on the donkey's back. The cat was to climb upon the dog, and lastly the cock was to fly up and perch upon the head of the cat. When this was done, at a given signal they began to perform their music together. The donkey brayed, the hound barked, the cat meowed, and the cock crowed. Then they burst through the window into the room, shattering the glass. At this horrible noise, the robbers sprang up, thinking that a ghost had come in. They fled in fear out into the forest. The four companions now sat down at the table. Well pleased with what was left, they ate as if they would not eat for a month. As soon as the four musicians had finished, they put out the lights and each looked for a suitable sleeping space. The donkey lay down upon some straw in the yard, the hound behind the door, the cat upon the hearth near the warm ashes, and the cock perched himself upon a beam of the roof. And being tired with their long walk, they soon went to sleep. When it was past midnight, the robbers saw from afar that the light was no longer burning in their house, and that all appeared quiet. The leader said, "We shouldn't have let ourselves be frightened so," and he ordered one of them to go and inspect the house. So one of them went and, finding all still, went into the kitchen to light a candle. Taking the shining, fiery eyes of the cat for live coals, he held a match to them to light it. But the cat did not understand the action and flew in his face, spitting and scratching. The robber was so frightened that he ran to the back door, but the dog, who lay there, sprang up and bit his leg. And he ran across the yard by the pile of straw. The donkey gave him a hard kick with his hind foot, and the cock, who had been awakened by the noise and was very excited, cried down from the beam, "Cock-a-doodle-doo!" Then the robber ran back as fast as he could to his leader and said, "Ah, there is a horrible witch sitting in the house. She spat on me and scratched my face with her long nails. And by the door stands a man with a knife who stabbed me in the leg. And in the yard there lies a black monster who beat me with a wooden club. And above upon the roof sits a judge who is calling out, 'Bring the villain here to me!' So I got away as fast as I could." After this, the robbers did not dare to go into the house again. But it suited the four Bremen town musicians so well that they did not care to leave it any more.